Book distribution and dress. So far as your dress is concerned, that is immaterial. But as a soldier, you know that every soldier has got a uniform dress according to the army etiquette of regulation. Therefore, the army of Krishna consciousness must have at least the tilak on the forehead in all conditions. For your business, you can wear your naval service uniform. Similarly, if you have tilak on your forehead, as a soldier of Krishna consciousness, you may not have so much objection, because it is essential. Srila Prabhupada, Letter 2, Robert Hendry, 3rd of August, 1969. Yes, if it is enhancing our distribution of books to wear warm clothes like coat, pants in winter, I have no objection. You may wear them. Srila Prabhupada, Letter to Bali Mardan, 31st of December, 1972. Regarding our Sankirtan party members dressing up as hippies in order to increase book distribution, this is not a very good plan. I am instructing Bali Mardan Maharaj that this should be stopped, that we should not give anyone cause to call us hippies, but the devotees can dress up in respectable clothes like ladies and gentlemen in order to distribute my literatures under special circumstances, but even this program should not become widespread. It should only go under the supervision of Bali Mardan Goswami and Karandar Das. Srila Prabhupada, Letter to Rupanuga, 14th of February, 1973. There is no objection to going in Western clothes in order to distribute my books. It is not necessary that we always wear the robes, but we should always keep sikha and tilak. However, wig or hat may be worn, as you describe. We have to take whatever is the favorable position for executing Krishna consciousness. Do not forget our principles, but somehow we may adapt such means in order to help distribute books. Somehow or other distribute books, and if you can impress people a little to chant, then it does not matter about your dress. Srila Prabhupada, Letter 2, Jagadish, 23rd of July, 1973. Yes, you can go on with your book distribution as you were doing before. There is not any harm. I thought that our men were becoming like hippies, but now I understand from you that this is not the case. So I have no objection. Our main business is to distribute books, and from the reports I am receiving from all over the world, the progress is very encouraging. Srila Prabhupada to Karandar, 6th of October, 1973. I am glad to hear of the book distribution success of Tripurari in Chicago. It is reported that he did it dressed in a dhoti. But Karandar says that dhoti is an impediment. So if he can distribute 105 Gitas and 105 Sri Upanishads in one day in dhoti in Chicago, why not try for this in other places as well? Srila Prabhupada, Letter to Rameshwar, October 12, 1973. Regarding the techniques for book distribution, it is all right if the devotees dress like the young people they are selling the books to. The main thing is that the innocent are given the books and the chance to become Krishna conscious by reading them. You have to see that our book distributors are also reading my books and following all the regulative principles. Then it is all right selling in public in that way. Srila Prabhupada, Letter to Jagadish, 25th of June, 1974. It is nice that you are continuing to distribute back to Godhead. If karmi dress is favorable, then go on with karmi dress. We have to execute missionary activities. Dress is not fundamental. Srila Prabhupada, Letter to Shradhananda Das, 16th of February, 1976. Now, with Bhagavad Gita's translated in Japanese, our standing will be there. Let us sell Bhagavad Gita only in plain dress. We don't require saffron dress. Try to sell to professors and at the school colleges, as we are doing in other countries. Book distribution is our best preaching work, but all our men must follow the regulative principles. That must not be neglected. Srila Prabhupada, Letter to Guru Kripa, 14th of December, 1976. Your description of how you are distributing Bhagavad Gita is very nice. Follow that principle. There is no need of sannyas dress. Organize this system all over Southeast Asia and distribute as many books as possible. I think that in Taiwan, the Chinese people are very friendly to the Americans. Srila Prabhupada to Trivikram, 23rd December, 1976.